Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast for action takers with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's lesson is a guest teacher lesson. On our guest teacher lessons, we bring on an expert to teach you a lesson in their area of expertise. Today we have Chandler Bolt, founder of Self-Publishing School. Chandler is a best-selling author, and he self-published all his books, and he shows others how to do it in self-publishing school. I'm actually a member of self-publishing school, and he lays out step-by-step from idea validation all the way to actually marketing your book and making it a bestseller. But today, he's going to teach you how to write your first book in 1 week. When he actually came to me with this lesson topic, I thought, wow, this is going to be pretty interesting. But in fact, Chandler actually pulls it off with this lesson. He shows exactly how you can do it in 1 week. We got a lot to cover, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. HostGator is an all-in-one website hosting solution, but it also helps you with every aspect of your website, from security to backups to domain names to SSL certificates. And they're only a phone call away or a live chat away or even email. And they're open 24/7 there for you anytime you want. Save big with their amazing discount for listeners. Just go to hostgator.com/MBA30 and you can start for $5 a month. Again, that's hostgator.com/MBA30. Chandler started his entrepreneurial journey when he was a teenager. And by the age of 20, he had a landscaping business that was earning over $320,000. Not bad. He then started writing books and became very, very popular as an author on Amazon. So he decided to document his formula of success. And Self-Publishing School was born. But where do you get started? How do you get your first book out of you and onto the screen? That's what Chandler is going to be diving into today. So I'm going to let him take over from here. Take it away, Chandler.
Hey, Chandler Bolt here, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to mind map and outline your book. So this is exactly how you can easily write your first book. And really, this process applies to anything, whether it be creating a speech, creating a book, or creating any sort of content. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So I know when I wrote my first book, it was a very, very intimidating process, right? There's this thing that it's just built up to be super intimidating. Now, I made C's in English class and I hated writing, and so it was a real struggle. So as you can imagine, when I got started and when I went to start with my book, it was like, okay, I don't even know where to start. So the process that I'm about to teach you is it's a three-step process that I've seen this happen over and over again. I've taught this to thousands of students in our program, and I've seen this happen where you'll go from, hey, maybe I have an idea and maybe I could write 5 to 10 pages about this idea to, okay, now I've got way too many ideas and I've got 3 or 4 books to write and tons of content and I've got the next steps to do it. So that's exactly what I'm going to be teaching you today. So let's dive in. So first step, what you're going to do is you're going to get out a blank sheet of paper. Okay. So blank sheet of printer paper is best. And that's what I've found that works best. So you're going to get out a blank sheet of printer paper and you're going to write your idea, the idea that you have for a book in the middle of the page. Now, you might be asking, Chandler, but what if I don't have an idea, or what if I have too many ideas? Well, I'll address the first one first. So if you don't have an idea, think about the things that people ask you about all the time, the conversations that you have with your customers. Think about the conversations you have with your friends over and over again, the things that you're passionate about, the stories that you often tell, maybe even the thing that's it's a hobby, it's an interest of yours, or something that one of your friends or family members said, hey, you should write a book about that, okay? And I'm not asking you to say, this is, I know I can write a full-length, like 60,000 word book or something on this, but just the start of an idea. And if you have too many ideas, then just narrow it down to one for the purposes of this exercise. So once you've got your idea, what you're going to do is you're going to just write out that idea in the middle of the page. Okay. Now this is where it starts to get fun. So what you're going to do next is you're going to start to write down everything that you can think of on this topic. So this is basically just a big brain dump. You're going to take everything that you can think of, no filter, and put it onto the page. So what you'll do is you'll start to put every story, every experience, every book that you've read, every lesson that you've learned on this topic, just anything you can think of, conversations you have with people, cool things you know about this subject. Like, you're just going to keep going on and on and on, okay? And it's going to look a little bit like a tree graph. You know those maybe from back in school days where you've got the little graphs, or not graphs, but it's really just a bunch of bubbles, right? So you're going to go out and then write something, and then you'll splinter off of that and splinter off of that and splinter off of that. And it's like this ever-evolving big tree, right? It's of bubbles and topics and words and things like that, okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to take 15, 30, maybe even 45 minutes for this step, and you're just going to do a massive brain dump on this topic, okay? And what you're going to find, and what I've found, is that when people go through this process, I kind of mentioned this earlier, you're going to go from, hey, maybe I have a little bit to write about, to, wow, this is a ton of content. And you're going to realize that you've got way more information up in that noggin of yours than you might think that you do. So it's just going to make this process a whole lot less overwhelming. So once you do that, once you take 15, 30, maybe even 45 minutes, it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I've seen people do this on massive pieces of cardboard. I've seen them do it on poster boards or sticky notes all over their wall. Like, this just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But that's step one. Step two, you're going to start to put all those things together and combine common themes into sections, okay? So you're going to find ideas that relate, and you're going to combine those into the top 4 to 7 sections. Now, this is very important, because as you do this, you're going to start to get the very basis of an outline for your book, okay? So 4 to 7 sections, you're going to start to combine all those common themes, then you're going to organize that into what the flow of your book might become. Now, this is not rigid, this is not set in stone, but you're going to start to organize that together. Now, once you do that, you're going to break down those themes or those sections into chapters. And then what you have is pretty beautiful. That's kind of the final step in this process, is you have this chapter by chapter outline. Okay. So now this big daunting task, this blank Word doc that you were just staring at, and you probably wanted to beat your head into the keyboard, right? Because you're just so frustrated and you don't know where to start. Well, now you have a step-by-step roadmap to get to the finish line. You know, as they say, if you don't have any idea where you're going, then you'll have no trouble getting there, right? That's kind of what we're talking about here, is your chapter by chapter roadmap is an idea of where you're going. It's just that. It's a compass. It's a roadmap showing you, taking you down the path of where you're going. Now, keep in mind, this can change, and it probably will change. So don't freak yourself out about that. You can always change and adapt this later. But this is where it just makes the burden of writing your book much easier, and it gives you that step-by-step path. So here's kind of a final little bonus tip for once you do that. What you're going to do is you're going to repeat this process chapter by chapter, okay? So you've got all the chapters outlined, and then what you'll be able to do is for each chapter, you're going to spend 10 minutes mind mapping everything you know in that chapter. Then you're going to spend another 10 minutes turning that mind map into an outline, so a point-by-point outline. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take 30, 45, maybe even 60 minutes to write out the chapter. Okay. Now you're going to repeat this, and it's going to feel weird at first, because it's going to feel a little bit rigid, right? You're going to be going through it, and you're going to be going point by point through your outline, and it's going to feel a little bit weird. I can promise you that. But This is exactly what I did with my brother to write my first book in 1 week, and I can tell you that it works. So if you get in there and you do it and you repeat it chapter by chapter, you're going to find that it's going to make the book writing process a whole heck of a lot easier. And then lastly, if you're someone like me that you speak better than you type or you speak better than you write, then there's a pretty cool tool called Rev.com, R-E-V.com, or the Rev app, where you can actually transcribe yourself or speak the book. So maybe on the way to work, or any of your free time, you can speak out point by point through your outline, and you can actually speak the book in as little as a few hours, and then you can go back and do some serious editing and polishing and make it a lot better. So that can shortcut the process, and that can save you a ton of time in the process. So just to recap, step one, you're going to do a brain dump. You're going to list out every idea that you have about your book. Step two, you're going to combine all those ideas into the common themes or sections. And then step three, you're going to break down those themes or sections into individual chapters, okay? Then you're going to write the book. You can either do it via the writing method or the speaking methods that I outlined, and that's how you do it. And just like that, you can have your book done in a whole lot of a much shorter time than you probably ever imagined that you can do it. So hopefully you found this helpful. This was a lesson all about how to write your book. And like I said, this can be translated over to creating a speech or anything like that. So hopefully this was helpful for you. If you want to find out more about stuff like this, you can check out my site. It's self-publishingschool.com. We've got all kinds of helpful resources over there on writing, marketing, and publishing your first book. We've also got a free video training series. It's kind of some of my best free training. It's really, really good. So you can check that out. But thanks for joining me today. Hopefully you found this helpful, and back to Omar.
Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. When it comes to your business website, you need to be able to call anybody, any time of day, any day of the week. That's why HostGator offers 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or even email. That means if you need to update your website, expand it, buy a new domain name, or just have a question, they're there for you. It's like having your own tech team right by your side. And you can get started for as low as $5 a month with their amazing discount for $100 MBA listeners. All you got to do is go to HostGator.com/MBA30 and they'll hook you up. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. What a lesson by Chandler Bolt. I absolutely love Chandler's spirit, his enthusiasm, his energy. I've gotten to know Chandler personally in this last year. He lives here in San Diego. And one of the things I admire about him is that he's a lifelong learner. He's achieved so much, even though he's still very young. But every time I see him, he's taking notes, he's asking questions. He's really interested in getting better, and he feels like he can learn something from anybody. And that's a great quality that I've noticed from him, and I really would love to pass that on to you. Even though he's had some great success, and he's running a very successful business, I never get the sense that Chandler has an ego. Not only is that helpful to him and his business, but it's an attractive quality for other entrepreneurs that he meets. When somebody comes off as somebody who's genuinely interested in what you do, and asks you really interesting questions, you can't help but want to work with them and see them win. So keep that in mind as you're growing your business. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you loved it. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about if you should accept guest posts on your blog. We get into all the details tomorrow, so make sure you hit subscribe so you get that right when you wake up in the morning, all set to go on your device. All right, everybody, before I go, I want to leave you with this. I'm in the process right now of writing a book. I'm jotting down ideas, and I really paid attention to what Chandler had to say today. Even if you don't actually write your book in 1 week, and it's 2 weeks, and you just follow his formula, his steps, it's good just to get a first draft on the screen, on paper, just have it there. And then you can refine, refine, refine. But the point here is that you need to get it out there so you can evaluate it, so you can read it, so you can improve it. When it's in your head, it's just an idea. It's not reality. Get it out there and make it real. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.